that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that you're...
So welcome back to my podcast. This is my second week of podcasting. I am currently listening to Someone Like You by Adele from her album Adele 21. And I'm going to stop the music because I don't want to get in trouble for playing too much of it. But I'm very obsessed with this song all of a sudden. I don't know why. It's a very sad song. It's about a breakup between two people and how she's not quite over it, but she says she is, that kind of thing. Anyway, I don't know if you've heard that song. I posted a link to it on my blog and on Google Voice or Google Plus as well. I don't know why. I just really like that song. I listened to it like 12 times yesterday. I downloaded it while we were out at wineries yesterday and just totally getting obsessed with it by listening to it over and over and over again, which is so odd because it's a sad song. But I think maybe I like the piano music in the background and the story. I don't know. Have you heard that song? Do you like that song? Let me know. I am podcasting with a different setup because I wanted to capture that audio from the iTunes, so I'm using Audio Hijack Pro, and I think it sounds a little better because I did a couple little test runs because you know how obsessed I get with the music being too loud. So that's why I was testing it out. Hopefully it's not too bad. And I don't need to hear from Holly or from Big Fatty saying, yes, the music is too loud. But then that's all the music I'm playing. I'm not playing anymore because I don't want to get into any trouble whatsoever. 30 seconds and you can get away with playing the preview. Even though, has anybody noticed this? The previews on iTunes are like a minute and a half long now. That's almost an entire song. But anyway. So yeah, I'm obsessed with Adele right now. I discovered her about 2 years ago when two or three years ago, when she was on the Sunday morning CBS Sunday Morning Show, and they were talking about her first album called 19 and how great it was, and I downloaded a couple of those songs and liked them. And then when this one came out, I guess it's been out for a while, but I just discovered it myself recently through Sirius Satellite Radio because I listened to Hits 1 on Sirius Satellite, and they play, you know, what songs are number ones, right? Or not number ones, but I guess the countdowns or whatever, and that song is on there, and that's how I discovered it. Anyway, so tomorrow is the, moving along I should say, tomorrow is the New Hampshire primary. I'm sure at this point we can all make the prediction that Mitt Romney is going to win the New Hampshire primary, but the big question is who's going to come in second, because I think the runner-up position is wide open. John Huntsman has actually been making some progress in the polls. And Ron Paul, of course, is there, and Rick Santorum. I don't think Rick Perry has a chance. But the others, it's a kind of a toss-up. I want to say that I would like to say that it's going to be John Huntsman in number two position, but I'm not really in a position to make that prediction right now. Of course, I will talk more about that. I'll probably record before the results come in tomorrow night, so I don't think I'll be able to talk about that. So that's just my prediction now. Of course, we'll see how that goes tomorrow. Now, this other topic I'm going to talk about is driving me crazy as well. I'm sure you have seen it at this point. If you watch the news, if you follow anything on the web, if you watch the morning shows, you have seen this girl survive a bungee jump accident where her bungee cord snaps and she falls into a river in, I believe it's in Africa. I have not been paying that much attention to it. Only in that I saw this on the web, on the internets last week, like Tuesday or Wednesday last week. And all of these shows now are just now getting the coverage and they're just now playing it. I'm like, this is actually old news. I saw the video. I don't know if it was on YouTube or where I saw it, but it was one day last week. And all of a sudden, every freaking show is playing the clip. And like Good Morning America had the girl on there today, and she was talking about how it was an accident, and she had to swim out of the river, and I mean, all this kind of stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, why are they playing this now? This is old news. I have heard this before many, many times. I've seen it on the Good Morning America, on ABC News, on NBC News, on the Today Show over the weekend, on the CBS Sunday Morning Show, on the news part. And I'm like, I'm done with this. Stop showing the same thing. The woman is alive. She's fine. Let it go. But I guess because the footage is relatively dramatic, they keep playing it over and over and over again. But there are so many more things that are much more important than playing this bungee cord snapping and this lady surviving. You'd never catch me bungee jumping in the first place, so I wouldn't be part of that accident. Anyway, I'm tired of hearing it on the news, so stop playing it. I would like to thank the Faye driver, Ange in BC, for talking about my podcast on his show. And he said that my car was very nice and it's got all kinds of gadgets and stuff. And because I just listened to his show today and he was talking about me. So thank you very much, Ange in BC. I appreciate it. Now, this is a short episode, but I keep meaning them. Keep meaning to make them short. But I do plan on podcasting every day this week, Monday through Thursday at least, and talking about, well, tomorrow I'll talk a lot more about the New Hampshire primary and then the prediction for maybe thinking about South Carolina, which I believe is next. So until next time, boys and girls, that's all for now. Bye.